I ain't these other motherfuckers around here. I'll tell you about Howie. That's cold motherfucker. Howie, a cold motherfucker. I'll tell you. We used to play game night, Candyland. Hold on.
Man, you know what?
Drop my cigarette. Put that. Drop my damn cigarette. You know they too high.
Before I bring up your host for this evening, we are recording the show for a podcast. It's called Friendly Town Radio. It's available on iTunes. Please subscribe and tell your friends too. My name is Mayor Tyler. You're going to see me again later on tonight. But right now we have a special presentation, a special attraction for you guys. Someone who's been with Friendly Town for I don't even know how long. She's the only person who precedes any of us. Anyone in this room, our entire lives, this person has been part of Friendly Town. Someone who's been around quite a bit, and tonight is her night. So please join me in welcoming, giving a nice warm welcome and a loud applause to Henrietta, everyone.
Hello, everybody. I'm Henrietta.
So we've got a problem in Friendly Town, and that is that this lovely woman here, Henrietta, who is our oldest living citizen and also has really healthy living style habits, she's also our town historian, and she remembers everyone and everything about Friendly Town, except, seemingly, this came up the other day, she has no idea who Howie is.
I don't know no Howie.
What?
Which is bizarre, because everyone knows Howie. He's always doing crazy things around town, and also, we now have a totally incomplete historical record, as Friendly Town only observes oral history passed down from old women. So,
as it should be.
So we need to bring up people to hopefully remind her who Howie is, figure out this problem, and then fix Friendly Town's history records here. So we've got our first person coming up as part of this Friendly Town meeting, Mr. John Hurst. Everybody, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
He's a nice boy.
Big claps for John Hurst.
He's a nice boy.
Ma'am? Yes. How are you doing?
Yes.
I'm, fortunately, I'm here on official business as part of the Friendly Town judicial system.
Oh, no.
Our Honorable Judge Shane Ryan brought me here today to, you have trouble remembering Howie.
I don't got no trouble. I don't know no Howie.
All right. Well, the good news is that the following are... We have a list of all the infractions that Howie has been sentenced guilty on but never received payment on time served. In lieu of those options, because we're not going to get that money, we are reading off this list as a form of petty revenge, as per code 294A, the Degeneration X Suck It Clause. All right. So, as you, the official X, it's really hard to do with a microphone. Anyway, here's a list of things that Howie did for our fair town here. Minor misdemeanor. Flipping off cars off the corner of Awesome Guitar Solo Lane in time with the main riff to Highway Star by Deep Purple, 1973. Minor misdemeanor, flipping off cars to the awesome on Awesome Guitar Solo Lane in time to Space Truckin' by Deep Purple, also 1973. Basically, every Sunday was Deep Purple Sunday until Ian Gillan left to join Black Sabbath. So he's very
sad
distraught.
Sad day.
Very sad. He was born again, though. It's okay. 1975. Replaced all bell bottoms in town with actual bells, causing disco-loving citizens to become immobile and lose the great dance-off against Chum Village. He claimed he would repay it in an awesome bass solo, but that never materialized. So, as you know, he claimed he had a bass, he had a Rickenbacker, never played it, we never saw it. He had it all ready for us, but then he was like, oh, I left it in my other car. You know, that's how he was. 1977... Stalwarts comes out and is billed officially as Howie's fault. Friendly Town apologizes to the world. Misdemeanor, 1979, destroyed a Sony Walkman with his own bare hands, decrying it as the devil's work, and moaning something about destroying the industry with something called a casingle. Felony, 1982, dressed up as the Friendly Town piss goblin in a red hat on a non-holiday, giving sealed jars of urine to boys and girls regardless of goodness, and an event declared as Pissmas. The urine remains untested and frothy. In 1984, dressed up as an arcade machine inside of Frank's Gassy Hut, making various video game sounds and people turn the knobs, made $16 before anyone realized that the awesome 3D effects of his bare buttocks were not effects. Also, 1985 was redacted. We will never speak of 1985. That year never existed, period. Can you confirm that?
Yeah, we just went right on to 1986.
Yeah, but just 1985, just that was just not did not happen. So, in 1998... he did a few other things in between, but like 1998, drank all of Diane's booze, including a special hummus wine, which was made before the hummus factory explosion.
That was me.
We'll get that corrected in the judicial system. Terribly sorry about that, Henrietta. 2001, formed a boy band with Stinky Steve, Cocaine Pete, Toxie Roxy and Garth Brooks of country music fame, called the 0.08%, which is the amount of blood alcohol concentration needed for a DUI, immediately checked after their only show at the VFW. 2003, tries to cash in 20,000 Kool-Aid points in exchange for a tote bag at Dick's Sporting Goods. The deal was not accepted, but caused a small riot as people thought that the mayor had changed the currency of Friendly Town to Kool-Aid points. As you all know, though, Marlboro points are still accepted, so be calm about that. And finally, 2018, maybe he passed away? I don't know. I haven't seen him lately, have you? Oh, wait, you don't know anything about him, so that's why we're having the show. Oh, so, all right, but everyone knows Howie, so we'll probably get some more. Maybe he passed away, maybe no, we don't know. So, we'll find out. Do you have any questions so far?
Who's Howie?
All right. Clearly, we have a lot of work ahead of us. I'll bring it up to the next contestant.
Well, I do love me my little baby John Hurst, but maybe Jared Pierce can jog my memory. Get on up here, John Hurst.
Hello, Henrietta.
It's how good you to doing, see you again.
I'm good. So, as you know, I am a Friendly Town's local brainologist.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So, as the brainologist, I've been called here.
You fixed me.
Oh, already? Wow, that was really fast.
So no, I don't know how. I just meant in the past for my for my dementia.
Yeah, no, I cured you of your dementia in 2015. And earlier in 1985, but that seems to have slipped. No?
Okay.
So what we're going to do... Shut up.
You don't tell me to shut up, boy. I am your elder. You will respect your elders.
I am here to help you. So I need you to hush and focus.
Watch your tone, boy.
Henrietta, what we're going to do today is we're going to stimulate your cortex, right? We're going to draw those memories out. We're going to get
Howie. Don't tease me with a good time.
This is going to be the best time you've ever had. It'll blow your freaking mind.
Oh, you little children, close your eyes.
That's my business tagline, actually. Jared Pierce, brainologist, will blow your mind. So what we're going to do is I need you to close your eyes.
All right.
And think really, really hard, okay? And we're going to have you draw back those memories all the way back from, what was it, John Hurst, 1964. We're going back to 1964, the earliest known records. We're going to channel it. I need you to just primal groan with me. Are you ready? I need you to primal groan, okay? Just really work it out, Henrietta. Just... 1964. Are you getting anything yet?
I did so much acid.
That was popular in 1964. Lots of people. I assume you went to Woodstock like everyone else then.
I fucked Bob Dylan.
Hey, wow. That is an impressive story, Henrietta.
He was all right.
It was all right. Okay, so nothing yet on Howie. So what I need you to do is this time I need you to just, like, tip your head back. Just lay it back, all relaxed, like, just, all right. And are you ready? We're going to chant. We're just going to...
I don't like this, Jared.
You don't like this?
Little baby.
Well, I'm just trying to stimulate that cortex to draw those memory out from 1964, as early as we can go when you were still young, Henrietta.
So you're calling me old?
I'm calling you very old. You're the oldest person in Friendly Town. I'm just trying to help you out, Henrietta. We're going to jump forward now to 1972. Are you ready? 1972. We're going to chant again. And I really, really need you to draw it out this time. Just, like, really focus in on 1972.
You said so,
Jared. All right, are you ready? 1972 was the worst year on Earth.
1972 was the worst year on Earth.
Now tell us why, Henrietta. Just tell us why. See if we can draw that memory out. Just let it free flow for a minute.
Crack.
That's it. Crack. That's fair. That's... Moving on, 1984. We'll jump ahead. 1984. This time what we're going to do is we're going to work together, okay?
All right.
All right, we're going to sing a song. It's going to be a free-flowing song, just drawing those memories out. Are you ready? I'll lead you, Henrietta. Are you ready? We'll get those memories out.
Jared.
All right. 1984 was a year in this town. This town had a Howie. We're drawing attention to him. Nothing?
Did you really think that was gonna work?
I thought it was a long shot, but I thought it was worth a try. Nothing else has worked at this point.
Get the hell off of my stage.
I think, come down to my clinic, we'll do some brain scans.
Get out of here!
All right, thank you so much.
I am writing you out of my will. I need something sweet like sweet tea to wash that horrible taste out of my mouth. Jax Fox, why don't you come up here and try to convince me? Oh, I like... Is that Howie?
Well, close. This is Howie Jr.
Oh.
So, we don't have Howie here. But if you look...
Howie fuck a dog?
Well... You know, things were pretty weird in 1985.
Oh, I know.
About 1985.
Well, Howie Jr. here might be part of the reason. But look into his deep brown eyes. And I mean, how could you not recognize his dad?
I'm not sure if I follow that logic.
Well, I just thought maybe it would work because he's been real sweet. The only good thing to come out of 1985. It's not working. Not at all.
I'm sorry. I just don't remember Howie. It's a cute dog, though.
Well, it's Howie Jr. Treat him with some respect.
I said he was cute.
Well.
What do you want from me?
Make him believe it.
Howie Jr.? Wow, I do not know your father. You're pretty cute.
Okay, I think we've done all we can here, but... Well, good luck. Hope everybody else is...
I'm doing just fine.
Oh, you're doing just fine, but the rest of us are trying to help you along, so... Maybe somebody else will have a little bit better chance. But, yeah, there we go. Well, good luck, Henrietta.
Thank you. Goodbye, little Howard Jr. Coming next to the stage is someone almost as cute as Howard Jr. Lucas.
tube socks.
You look so sexy. I haven't seen you since the summer of 62. How you been?
Lucas, it's been too long.
I remember you were shaking your waist out in an empty field for days upon days, tripping off that sweet LSD.
Not just my waist, sweetie.
Your above waist, where your nipples are, too.
That is locations that the nipples would be.
Right here is the breast area. Is what you
not anymore.
Not anymore. Seems to have gone. I'm sorry about that, by the way. How was the operation?
What
anyways,
kind of...
you remember Howie, right?
No, I don't remember Howie.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's the best you got, huh?
You remember back in the summer of 62 when we used to be a thing? We used to go together as
oh,
they
I remember
say.
That.
We used to go together for 2 whole days.
You Tuesday me, and Thursday.
You showed me things in the back of my Honda Civic that I'd never seen a woman do before.
I had never seen a Honda Civic.
Now, I admit that ever since that night, I hadn't been able to stop thinking about you, Henrietta. And Howie was the one who I called upon because he had been in a similar situation. You see, he told me about his love life with you.
Really?
Really?
Well, there has been many gentlemen suitors in my day, but I don't remember no Howie.
Gentleman suitor? Is that what you call a husband?
No.
That's right. You were married to Howie. How could you forget? For 3 whole weeks you were married. You ran away to Vegas together right after you left me in that Honda Civic. Pantsless and dripping wet.
Sorry about that. But I don't remember no Howie. After I left you, I went to Disney World.
And you got hitched.
To the teacups?
In the teacups. You know to who?
No!
You know,
no.
It's Howie. So I'll leave you with that.
I'm not buying it.
You might be able to find that wedding ring around here somewheres.
Are you saying you hid a wedding ring here?
3 clues to get you there. Clue number 1, it's under your seat. Goodbye.
I haven't gotten up in years. I love that man. Maybe Andrew McNicholas can jog my memory as no one else's can.
Such a beautiful woman. You know, Lucas is right.
You're gonna fuck around and be my 176th.
I found Howie's wedding ring that he gave you.
I ain't never seen that ring in my life.
I bet it fits perfectly right on your other hand. I guess you've gotten bigger in old age. But you can maybe some muscle memory will happen. You gotta know Howie.
Are you saying muscle memory gonna make this ring fit my finger?
You know, some finger exercises might tighten him up. He sells
thin
alcohol
ice,
to sonny. Fourth graders.
Thin ice.
I'm sorry. I will never speak in such a way to you again. I apologize. You gotta know Howie.
I don't.
He graduated from Friendlytown. He has a degree that says I graduated that he keeps in his back pocket. You can't even ask him. Like, if you ask, hey, Howie, what you do? He goes, I tell you, but I'd have to kill you. That's Howie. He survived the Hiroshima bomb. Like,
so did I.
So what? I know it. He has superpowers. He can walk fast.
Running?
Yeah. But I mean, way faster than, like, I can run, so it's a superpower to me. He can tell you if it's day or night just by looking outside. It's Howie! He wears a shirt like
this sometimes, where he'll, like, pull it up and just one in, one out.
Oh, that's you! Oh, fuck, I looked in a mirror that day. Damn.
I like the view, though. What's that, a Jesus symbol?
Yeah, it's one of them Jesus' pieces.
You better turn him around.
Oh, golly. He shaves every day, even though he doesn't have any hair. Like, he physically can't grow hair, but he shaves every day. Do you not remember one of Howie's most famous stories? It's some advice that his great-great-grandpappy told him.
Hit me with it.
He sat me down on his knee and said, "Andrew." I said, "Yeah, what up, Howie?"
He goes, "I'm going to tell you what my great-great-grandpappy told me."
I said, "What is it?" He goes,
"Well, I'm going to tell you. So the advice is that I got from him that I'm relaying to you is that you can't be a pussy all your life."
I said, "Damn, Howie, that's real deep. He'll tell it to anyone." But he goes one step further. You know, it's his mantra. Mama didn't raise no motherfucking bitch, cuz. He says that to anyone and everyone. He's the dude, he tap dances occasionally.
I don't appreciate your language, young man. I think it may be time.
Yeah, I don't want to offend you anymore. I'm sorry. You would, if we got maybe a picture of him, would that... You know Howie. You gotta know Howie.
I don't know Howie, and I would appreciate if you get the fuck out of my face.
I apologize. Can I get that ring back, though? Or?
All right. Going next to try and convince me is a jumpy young feller by the name of Clinton Rex.
Now, I told you here, Randy, you're old out here. You know I'm about old as you out here. About
how oh, we're doing another old people
how,
bit.
How old, hey, now don't play like we used to get down back, old people bit. That goddamn lampshade on your head. You done gone off. I ain't these other motherfuckers around here. I'll tell you about Howie. That's cold motherfucker. Howie, a cold motherfucker. I'll tell you. We used to play game night, Candyland. Hold on.
Man, you know what?
Goddamn, drop my cigarette. Drop my damn cigarette. You know they too high.
Bitch, I know how this.
We played Candyland. You had to keep your eye on Howie. I went and got some sour sweet chips from my kitchen. The back.
Sweet and sour, sweet chips.
I went and got some chips from the pantry. I come back. That Howie already eating them motherfuckers. This is why you can't leave Howie in the room by himself. You remember me, you and Howie used to get down back. You remember? Hey, that's why you trying to forget. why you think she been sitting down for so long? Hey, that's just me though. Hey. Here, you know, one time, Howie asked to borrow $5 in my ironing board. I ain't seen the ironing board in a while. It's been about 30-some years. That's why I'm looking for Howie, too. He got my ironing board. Everything, why do you think I tucked my shirts in? The bottom wrinkle. I can't iron my shirts off. There he is. That boy Howie, a cold motherfucker, I tell you. God damn. Howie always taking shit. As old as I said, I went and got some sweet and sour chips. Howie,
what happened?
Here he had to help me out.
I don't know what Howie is.
He had this goddamn tablecloth you got on. Man, all right, there's a penis on there. Ain't nothing wrong. I'm a cigarette. I ain't got time for this. Tell Howie I need my ironing board. Tell him my ironing board.
Fuck you, Clinton.
Here he is. You already did that, Henrietta. Chill out. We ain't gotta look. You know I keep that. You know I keep that motherfucking thing on me. You know I. You know I got.
Why are you always hanging around here?
You know, man? I keep the Cialis rattling in the beer can. Don't look. I'm out. Tell Howie I want my iron board, my sour sweet chips, my sweet and sour chips, my sour. He still licking his fingers to this day. I bet. Goddamn Howie, always taking shit. Took my woman. I ain't want it anyway. I love you, Henrietta. Keep walking. Smoke this cigarette with me. For old time's sake.
Light it up, bitch.
What am I supposed to do now?
You petty motherfucker. Light that shit yourself.
Damn it, if he wasn't the best piece of tail I ever had. Jeff Blank, I guess.
I don't know why you said it like that. Like, you don't give a shit. After all we've been together, Henrietta.
You and everybody else? Have you been listening?
No, me and you and Howie. You still got the tag on your dress.
How much was it? Was I balling or not?
I mean, it's $1.99. I've seen how you live your life. I'd say balling. Hey, Henrietta.
Hi.
I know you don't remember Howie. But do you remember slightly at all how much of an asshole he was?
I don't know.
You remember how much he used to love to shit on toddlers? Set fire to cats, that kind of thing? Nope, I guess not. That's just a blank stare from my head.
I know nothing about no Howie. I told everybody.
I remember hanging out with Howie back in the day and him talking about how he wanted to live a full life and how he wanted to fight crime for a living. I mean, he was an asshole, but he
wanted... You got a light?
I do, but I don't think you're supposed to smoke up here, Henrietta. You're goddamn right, I got a light.
Oh, no, I don't smoke.
Well, I'm playing the character Jeff Blank. I'll smoke it for you, Henrietta. All right.
Hell yeah.
Remember how me and Howie used to sit on stage and smoke all day? And he used to talk about how he wanted to fight crime and he wanted to get into law enforcement and he wanted to make his life better. I'm gonna make you smoke this. I want you to throw up on that dress. I just remember he used to talk about how he wanted to make his life better, and then he finally got married to this woman named Holly Gennaro. She was a lovely woman. And then he just wasn't there for her because he cared so much about law enforcement. And so they got divorced and she moved to L.A. away from Friendly Town. And then he went there for Christmas one year because they were trying to work it out. And she was at an office Christmas party in Nakatomi Plaza. He was a cop by then. And he showed up. And I'll be damned if the Germans didn't ruin that Christmas party. They shot her boss.
Boss?
Boss. His name was Nakatomi. It was his plaza, it turns out. And he saved Holly.
Wow.
Only to go on later to become an FBI agent, right? In his years at Ohio State, he had blown his knee out. And he was real sad about it. That's why he got into law enforcement. So he became a cop, and it didn't work out. He became an FBI agent there in L.A. He stayed in L.A. Just put that out on your fucking skirt. Holy shit, Henrietta.
What about it?
Living life, living life. That's what she's doing. He became an FBI agent, and he decided to stop these bank robbers, right? They were surfers. They were known as the ex-presidents, right? And he stopped these bank robbers. And he went on to become a great FBI agent. But then at one point, he got real into crystals, right? Sackfuls, mostly. He got real big. And really, life kind of turned on his head on him, right? And then he became a stand-up comic, and he moved to Knoxville, Tennessee, right? And he hated shrill voices. He liked to draw squares. And eventually he met this lovely woman, Scottish woman named Alice. And then they got married, and they moved to the UK. And there he just hates on the US, as it were. Particularly friendly town. You don't remember Howie?
I don't, I'm sorry.
Well, that's good, because he's a big old piece of shit.
Well, I sure did enjoy your story.
All right. It's really a story. It's kind of a had-to-be-there story kind of thing. If that doesn't remind you, I don't know what else other than showing you dick pics.
You got Howie's dick pics?
Yeah.
I don't know Howie, but dick pics are dick pics. See me after the show.
No, wait. Check these out. Oh, wait, that's mine. I'm sorry, Henrietta.
Now really see me after the show.
All right. Thank you, Henrietta. I'm sorry I couldn't jog that memory.
All right. It seems like a lost cause at this point, but I guess Todd Lewis can come and give it his best own shot.
All right, let's get wasted, you old bat.
Woo! Oh, thank you so much. Oh.
Yeah,
that's
for that. Yeah, that's for
that. Okay, well, it's already there. Thanks.
Yeah, everybody's trying to get us to remember. We're drinking to forget. Who needs to remember Howie anyway? Howie was a piece of shit. Let me tell you about Howie. Howie would always get his job in accurately playing old women in all of the plays in town. I mean, he'd just wear like a button shirt and kind of roll it up a little. He wouldn't even get any like old lady clothes. He wouldn't even get a wig. He'd just get a tiny lampshade and wear it on his head. He wouldn't even wear makeup. He was completely inaccurate. Like, not even old person makeup. It was ridiculous. The entire facade that they tried to pass on with people was ridiculous. I told him, I said, I've got old lady clothes. You can get some at the Salvation Army. It's real cheap. Just get some old lady clothes. I'll get you an old lady. Just, you know, give me a day or two warning. It's no big deal. We can do it. But no, Howie would just always try to play an old lady. Can't believe you can't remember.
Does not ring a bell.
Yeah. He just gets some, like, drapes and put it around his waist like it was a skirt. He was a real asshole. He couldn't maintain a, like, constant accent. He was just all over the place. It was like, you couldn't really tell, like, what age or ethnicity or sex he was supposed to be. He was always giggling at his own jokes. I mean, his plays were completely ridiculous. The first row were always completely empty because everyone was too embarrassed to sit up front. It was just a sad ordeal, and that's why we're drinking to forget. Oh, you already drink it? Oh, Jesus. Doing some heavy lifting?
Hell yeah!
All right. I was wondering why you weren't talking a whole lot the whole time I was going on and on. I just figured you were as bad at ad-libbing as Howie. Yeah, it doesn't matter if we remember or not. We're having a good time.
Hey, you keep giving me free beers. You can say whatever the fuck you want.
I can say whatever the fuck I want anyway. I've got a key to this place. You can't make me leave. I mean, you can make me leave, but then I can get right back inside. It's, you know, a lot like your daughter.
I raised her just like me, Mr. Todd Lewis.
Yes.
Like you don't know.
She's completely staffed with volunteers, is what I mean. That aren't paid nearly enough to put up with her old, rusty wooden walls. But man, I can't.
You have lost me.
I think I lost myself for a moment. Just staring off, thinking about Howie. Thinking about what a sad excuse for a human he was. Thinking about what a sad excuse for a human we all are.
I'm all right. How's that for an ad-lib, bitch? Get off my stage.
All right. Hey, you can't make me leave.
Oh, I liked him. Coming next to the stage is... this is strange, but what I have written here is Tyler Sonic the Hedgehog. Tyler Sonicson, everybody.
Hi.
Hi.
Look, Henrietta, you remember Howie?
No.
No, you do remember Howie. I'm convinced you remember Howie.
Nope.
You do?
No.
But you do?
Uh-uh.
Yes, you do.
Negative.
You do?
Nope.
Quit bullshitting. You remember Howie.
Quit bullshitting. I don't.
Oh, okay. All right. We're going to have to play hardball here.
It's the way I like it.
You know what? I'm going to fill out this legal form that verifies with the city council that you don't... That you don't, in fact, remember Howie.
Yep.
How do you spell insurance with a R-A-N-C-E, right? Okay.
I'm too old to spell.
Yeah. Too old to do a lot of things. Spell is certainly not one of them. In fact, can you actually just put your signature here? Howie wanted you to sign this form.
Right here. Just like the UPS.
Yeah, I know. It's just like the UPS, except... okay, so... All right, who are these people that are in your will? Todd, the bartending mayor, with the parenthetical statement, give it up for him.
I wrote Jared out. Do you have that in there?
You want Jared out?
Jared, yeah, he's out.
Oh, there's J-U-R-R-R-E-D. Okay, Jared. All right, I got Jared out of there. All these other people, there's these photos of you with them, Let's see, to John, to Mayor John, I bequeath my collection of antique N64 games. I'm going to just go ahead and sign those over to me. Can I get your signature for that? Okay, cool.
What happened?
What happened was I am the number one beneficiary of your estate now. It's okay. These things normally
Jokes
happen.
Jokes on you, I ain't got shit.
I mean, I think I have eight copies of, you know, when you, I'm not saying it's going to happen anytime soon, but when I will get all your copies of Shaq Fu for Sega Genesis.
There's a lot.
Yeah, I will get all 18 copies, last I checked, 19 if you count the special in your special lockbox underneath your floorboards, and I know about that because you just signed away the key to your house right here, and I am your legal estate manager now. I also am going to own the deed to the Friendly Town Gremkins, our minor league baseball team.
Did I have those?
Yeah, you owned the team for 30 years. I mean, remember the plot that where you were basically trying to fold them so they banded together and worked really hard to win a championship? Don't you remember? Oh no, wait, that was Major League. Sorry, I'm confusing. I was confusing the two things. Anyway,
then
yeah.
Why do I remember it?
Yeah, you remember Howie?
No.
Yeah, Howie was like the star pitcher for the Gremkins from like 1966 through 1972. I think that they're just hiding the fact that he went away and just did a shitload of steroids in 1965. I think that's why we don't talk about 1960. No, wait, that's 1985. Actually, I just need you to sign this right here.
I'm tired of signing things.
Well, it's okay.
Wait. Is that Howie?
Yeah, that's Howie.
I don't know him.
Oh, God damn it.
Okay, well, I've successfully... let's see. I've got all this... I think I've got all the signatures that I need. Let me just double check. Okay. Life support, huh?
Joke's on you. I just scribbled nothing on some pictures of random Howies.
Well... Yeah, I'm getting pretty far into the Howie Google image search images, and I think it took me about 45 rows to get to someone who is not Mandel, but I found Howie. I found Howie right here. Let's see if I can get him bigger so everyone can see. Yeah, there's Howie. Do you remember him? There's Howie.
I do not know that man.
Oh, son of a bitch. Oh no! Wait, that's the founding. That's one of the last presidents of QEDopolis. Look, I have a lot of soul searching to do, but also if you get a bunch of men in white suits showing up to your house and taking stuff away, there is legally nothing you can do. Bye, Henrietta. Love you.
Bye. I feel violated somehow. Coming next to convince me of this imaginary person, Howie, is a young man named Sean Timoneau.
Shame on you. Shame on all of you. Henrietta.
Yeah.
This is no way for a woman of your age to be acting, smoking and drinking, but carrying on as such.
Down. Shame on all of you. You should be caring for an old woman like this. Henrietta, it's Sean.
What?
It's Sean.
What?
I brought your favorite, prunes.
I
feed it to me. Open one. Two more big bites. Oh, there we go. And here comes the airplane. Very good, Henrietta. Everyone clap for Henrietta.
You know you shouldn't be smoking and drinking. You should be eating your prunes.
More prunes.
Well, I wanted to share my stories about Howie. I think I met Howie back in '98.
Only douchebags say ought.
Ought 98. He stole my Razor scooter. And then when the police tracked him down, turns out he had been storing about 40, 50, maybe even 60 Razor scooters in his cave. And he had been tearing out the bearings and the wheels to make fidget spinners. As we know, Howie was really ahead of his time. So he was using them and making counterfeit fidget spinners out of the wheel bearings. But, you know, out of that kind of came a friendship. And I think we all sort of felt that with Howie. We all had our different friendships with him. Him and I, we would go LARPing. And, you know, it wasn't like the medieval LARPing. Howie was really into post-apocalyptic accounting LARPing. So we'd dress up in the furs and feathers and we'd put on the football pads. And we would just, you know, we would have these, like, desks that we made out of, like, scrap wood and rocks and stuff. And he was the head accountant. He was, you know, he was Lord Howie, CPA of the Wasteland. And, you know, he would sit there and he'd put out his little sign. He'd be like, "You're going next." And people would bring, like, you know, piles of bones and, like, little rodent pelts. And he would, like, take the taxes out of them. He would always hang on to some of it afterwards, which was unusual. Usually, you know, after the LARP is done, you return... You know, you return your human skulls and things like that to the person who put them on your desk. But he would always keep them, and he'd bring it back to his cave. And he had this, like, lovely, you know, decorating motif that he had of just, you know, he loved to put dead birds on the walls in creative poses. And he'd love to take pictures. Instagram was very popular for that. But he was an artist, and I think that's how we should all remember him. And I think that's maybe how we can get you to remember him. It's just, he was big in the community, and he was a big artist. So I brought some mementos that I've had locked away for a little while. You have to remember this. This was Howie's lemonade stand that summer, remember?
It was You're not showing me.
Howie's lemonade stand. Remember, it says Howie's lemonade. He now wasn't the best speller, but now with lemons. You know, we did it. Remember, we couldn't sell it all.
Before
so
lemons, originally.
Howie had recipes. He said they were family recipes, but as we all know, Howie didn't have a family. We couldn't sell it all at $1, remember? And you suggested mark it down the price, and he was like 51 cents because fuck them, let's inconvenience them, the squares. And, you know, you see it's all burned at the edge because Howie would smoke over the
lemonade.
To show
age.
Yeah, he would smoke over the lemonade. That's how you said how it got its flavor. You know, do you remember the lemonade stand?
No.
Oh, that's okay. Well, how about some of his art? Remember? He loved drawing self-portraits. So, remember that was remember that's what a great face. That was Howie, and that's him with his ears and his antlers and his fiery red beard and his tattoo on his forehead that said Cat God. Remember, he just made such lovely portraits of himself. I think he called this one "The Bad Man Lives in My Head." Do you remember?
That looks like a strange man with a long beard drew that.
That's Howie. He would love doing craft projects. That was his favorite thing. And, you know, he always had such an imagination. The bad man lives in my head. Nothing?
Nothing.
Well, how about this one was from... Oh, boy, this was probably a few months before the last time I saw him, but, you know, I mean, come on, what a handsome face, right? That was Howie's self-portrait. You know, the fire from the eyes and the forked tongue, like, not ringing any bells?
I don't know that guy.
He still has the Cat God tattoo on his forehead.
I do not know him, but I would fuck him.
But, I mean, he had his catchphrases. You remember his catchphrase?
Tell me.
Face of human, soul of muskrat? Come on, you've got to remember that. He would always say that. He said that at my daughter's christening. He just went up to the pulpit and said, face of human, soul of muskrat. It's beautiful. It moved people to tears. Well, you know what, Henrietta? I'm going to leave this with you, and you can kind of ruminate on it.
Please, please.
And you can... I just think if you look at it long enough and hard enough, you'll remember Howie.
Yes, I'm gesturing.
Do you want another bite of prunes? Is that what you want? Is that what you're gesturing for?
Here comes the airplane. Come on. Uh-oh, we're going to have a ground accident. Uh-oh. There we go. Thank you, Henrietta.
Thank you, Sean. All right, we're nearing the end. I'm getting real tired, so I don't know how many more people can try and convince me. But next up to try and tell me who Howie is Mr. St. Thomas Ledoux. Is that for me?
No, that's for me, Andrea. St. Thomas Ledoux is a pseudonym. I'd prefer not to be named for the time being.
Okay. I thought it was a fucked up name that no one would actually ever have in real life.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I thought I'd have you fooled. Anyway, to tell you about Howie first, I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself, but where I came from.
Okay.
You know, I grew up in an abusive household. I wasn't treated well as a child. My parents, they'd call me shit like Dumbo and Fat Face, Doodoo Head. I didn't do good in school. I wasn't very strong, athletic. I was misunderstood as a child, so I got into abusing animals. Didn't make very many friends that way. When I was about 12 years old, I realized I was into dudes. I was, as they told me at the time, a abomination to God. And I didn't know how to handle it. It only increased the social isolation. But when I was very young, I met a beautiful woman who I found out was actually, in fact, a young man in drag. I fell in deep love with that young man, and
I've been there.
And our relationship flourished because for once I could pass off that I wasn't a queer. And people accepted us, and I never felt more normal than when I was with her. That was the best years of my life, but it wasn't easy. She was a brutal woman. She liked to party. She liked to do drugs. She was big into, it was the 60s, she was big into LSD. You went to Woodstock and stuff like that. And she would get on these crazy acid trips and just lay into me. She would see into my soul and just rip me apart. She said, "You're always fucking hiding from yourself. You're just a fucking closet fag. And you never amount to anything. You're a piece of shit and you're a disappointment to me. Why? I want to live a real life and I'm sitting here just covering up your mistakes." And it was just, eventually she left me. I was heartbroken. I didn't know what to do, you know. I just felt shamed. And I hit rock bottom. I retreated into my masculinity. I took a job as a cop for a little while, and it escalated quickly. I got into a heartless marriage with a woman who had no idea about my past, and it was all just a shame. It was just to keep up appearances with the boys. And as things went on, and I moved up in the ranks. I started working in the FBI, but it was just, I, you know, the things I saw on the job fucked me up. They moved me to Narco. I fucking had to see all kinds of crazy shit, busting junkies in the worst kinds of conditions, you know. It was, I saw someone prostitute a baby once for crystal meth. It was just, after that, I had to get out of the business. Kind of fell into drugs myself after doing too many in the undercover circuit. Really went bad. I started to go crazy. That's whenever in my late 20s I realized I had early onset signs of schizophrenia. I became homeless. And after that, I did too much crank one night and had a stroke. It fucked my voice up, and it made me to where I couldn't maintain a single voice for a while. I would go into swings where I was sounding kind of old, and then I'd sound kind of country, and then I'd sound like a man, and it was just, it never made sense, but my voice would just change, and over time it's gotten better, but certainly at the time it was pretty bad. And every now and then I still get a little swing, and I can't know what to do about it. It's like a sort of weird Tourette's. I started hearing voices in my head. They would never shut the fuck up. They're always trying to tell me jokes. So I thought I'd host an open mic just so I could get them fucking out of my head for a change. And that worked well, but I wasn't so good at ad-libbing. So I decided, and the shame of the scene, to run away with a Scottish drag queen I met. She was a beautiful woman, but again, it was all a secret. I was still living this closeted lifestyle, making the same mistakes, and I still had a drug problem. So whenever I got into the EU, I got deported for drug possession. Came back to the States and didn't know what to do with myself. I was homeless again. I tried being a drag queen myself. I decided I was going to turn around and really make things better, you know, try to be more open with myself, try to get a piece of this woman back that I once loved a long time ago. I tried to become her, but people shamed me. They said, "Your outfit looks like shit. Where'd you get that fucking get up? It's just a sheet." And I said, "I'm sorry, I live in a fucking hole under the bridge. Like, I can't afford nice dresses and makeup and things like that." Meanwhile, I was dressed up, running about town, some fucking nerd started following me around thinking we were doing make-believe. He kept calling it LARPing or some shit like that. And he just fucking followed me into my cave, and he's like, "Oh, this looks really cool." And he was like, "Kid, what the fuck are you talking about? I live the hardest life anyone's ever lived." And he would just keep, he was always trying to hang out, a lonely kid. He reminded me of myself when I was young. I hope he doesn't go crazy when he gets older. I did whatever I could to stay alive. You know, I would sell lemonade and draw portraits of myself and sell them to strangers. I sold most of them to that kid. He was real generous, you know. But now here I am in front of you, Henrietta. Does any of this ring a bell?
I mean, from, like, the past people who have been telling me stories.
Do you remember the 60s, Henrietta?
Vaguely.
Do you remember Howie?
No.
Do you remember your husband?
Yeah, I mean, which
Do
one?
Do you remember me, Henrietta? Henrietta, you cold bitch, you ruined my life! Why are you pretending? You were the only thing I ever had, Henrietta! You were everything!
and I have nothing.
Who are you?
I'll fucking kill you, you bitch!
Fuck with Henrietta! Get the fuck off my stage!
I love you.
To try and convince me of who Howie is. Is a little young old Josh Arnold.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
What did I do? I didn't start it. I just finished it.
Do you have any idea how much money we spent on that performance to remind you of all the things you did to him? And you don't remember anything at all. You're just drinking your beers. You don't. We're gonna
it's
have
empty.
We're gonna have to try some different shit. Some different shit to remind you, because it's clearly nothing's working. So
I just caught a body. I don't know what you're gonna try.
Well, I got a bag of tricks for you, and it's gonna hopefully bring you back to all the misdeeds you did to Howie. I'm gonna start by trying some shit. Take that hat off.
I just worked so hard.
I need you to blink really fast. There we go. All right. I'm gonna draw the memories out of you.
That feels good.
Do you feel anything?
I feel good.
Does it feel good remembering?
Remembering?
You're not blinking.
No, oh, there, sorry.
Yep, how's it feel?
It feels like one of
those.
Well,
you should feel terrible. You're a bad person, and so it's the worst. We're on the right pathway, though. We gotta. You remember? Do you remember anything about Howie at all? Anything
at all? People have been telling stories, but
that's... You know what? That's like the lowest bar set. You know, you know what his favorite superhero was?
No.
Do you remember that?
No, why would...
You drove him to the point of insanity to where he spent most of his time in the town running around dressed like his favorite superhero. Do you know who it was? It was fucking Spider-Man. I'm gonna slap the shit out of you with this. Because that's what he would do every day.
I'm old.
He would run up and slap you. He'd slap you with the Spider-Man glove. It was meant for children, but he somehow got it on his hand anyway. With his fingers tingling. And he would come up and slap you every day. And you don't remember. You drove him to insanity. How do you not remember that? Drink this. It's fucking Spider-Man juice. It'll help you remember. That's right. He would walk up in his full costume, keep drinking, and you don't remember him somehow. He would run up, and do you know what he would do every day after slapping you in the face? He would pop out. There you go. He would pop out, and he would get you. He would get you with the web. And then you know what he'd do after that? He'd disappear.
What?
He'd disappear like, boom.
You have to clean that up.
And you know what you'd say to him? You'd say, wow, disappearing with smoke bombs. That's not even Spider-Man. That's Batman. Yeah, that's what you'd say. And you know what he would say to you right after that?
What?
Nothing. You just spray you again. That's what happened. So that's what would happen. Do you remember the moment that his life changed forever?
No!
Because of you. Because of you.
That's the whole point. I don't remember.
Because of you. It was at your anniversary. You were married. And in the middle
it's
of...
It's me!
In the middle of everyone being at this anniversary party for you, do you know what you did? You had a fight just like that. And it was celebrated somehow. There were fireworks going on, and every time a firework would pop, you'd hit him in the face.
Boom!
Pow! Right in the face, every time. You know how many fireworks there were that night? Approximately six. Pow! Every time, right in front of everyone. It was horrible. And you just kept going. You beat the hell out of him. This man who loved you more than anyone else, who you drove to insanity because of your depraved violence and drinking habits.
Pow!
Right in the face, every time. How do you not remember? Bring yourself to remember all the hits, all the suffering you caused. Just boom! How are we going to disparage this man that you just don't even remember treating the way you did? It's shameful.
You got anything else in your big bag, big boy?
I don't. No. There's nothing else for you.
Well, some of that stuff does seem a little bit familiar. Especially when you chop me in the face with fireworks over and over again.
Right. You remember the fireworks and the abuse. And that's what we wanted. We wanted you to remember what you did.
That was Howie.
It was.
I did that to Howie.
You did that to Howie.
I remember Howie.
We did it!
Why are we here?
I'm gonna need you to come with me for just a moment. We'll be right back.
We are here today to remember Howie. You remember Howie, a husband, father, friend, always the first to speak out, the last to give up. You remember Howie. He wore pants wrong. You remember Howie. He fought in the Civil War, Vietnam, and that one from the movie 300. A lot of people didn't believe him, but I've seen the videos. You remember Howie. You remember Howie. He had a long neck and short knees. When he ran, he looked like a chicken on stilts. You remember Howie. He put Febreze on his steak. You remember Howie.
I remember Howie.
He had seven toes, and two of them weren't where you'd expect. You remember Howie. Not a perfect man, to be sure. He used to hang out his grandkids by their ankles out with the wash. They thought it was funny until it got dark. You remember Howie. star quarterback for the Friendly Town High football team for 4 years running. He wasn't in high school at the time, but they didn't ask and we didn't tell. Hell, I remember Howie. Do you? Love. Howie.
Thank you, everybody.